The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
It's back this weekend.
It is indeed. It's the biggest show on TV. It beats the X Factor, hands down. On the phone, we got Brendan Cole. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning. Good morning, Ireland.
Come on, Ireland. He's our favourite Kiwi in the world, is Brendan. He's from New Zealand and he's a big rugby fan.
So who else could we pick? Brendan, how are you feeling today?
It's exciting today. Finally, it's all here. You know, we're in the Strictly bubble for a month before it actually goes live to air. And finally, it's Friday. We're here in a big double show for the weekend to kick it all off. I think people are pretty excited about it.
Now, as you said, what have you had? 3 weeks before since you've been partnered up with Kirsty Gallagher.
And then
you've had 3 weeks rehearsing and training before you go live tomorrow night. How has she been coping, Brendan?
She's coping a lot better than I thought she would. She's really up against the time. She does Sky Sports News every day, Monday to Thursday, on our big training days, 1 to 7. So we're trying to fit our time around that. For the little time we've had, wait till you see her waltz. It's I'm really proud of her. Actually, it's a nice place to be going into the weekend. We feel confident and comfortable, but at the same time, nobody really knows how those those first day nerves affect everybody in different ways, and things can go from being amazing to falling apart, or being stepping up and really showing your A game, if you like. So we're all excited to see it.
It always amazes me, and hats off to people who when you go on Strictly, who actually have day jobs as well. Excuse me, like presenting Sky on Sky for Kirsty, and then having to put the effort in dancing. It's not easy.
It's not easy, but yeah, hey, that's life. She took on the job, and she's doing phenomenally well. And I'm having a great time, which is the key to Strictly. You've got to have a good rapport with your partner and enjoy the time, which we are. So that's the big tick. A big tick in the box. For
my first dance, actually, Jenny, was a waltz as well, funnily enough.
Was it?
And we got lambasted because we put in, well, I didn't, Karen Howard did, put in a lift. She didn't really, it was more of a swoop, Brendan, was I? Didn't really, it was a swoop.
It was a lift. Who are you trying to kid?
Blaming someone else, Nicky. I have to ask you, Brendan, actually, because a lot of our Irish listeners, of course, will be wondering, how's Daniel getting on?
Yeah, I saw him yesterday, but I didn't see his run through on the day before the show goes live. We all have a run through on the floor, and it's the first run through we get. It's quite unnerving. Everybody's watching. I didn't actually see our lovely Daniel, but he's a gent, isn't he? He walks around. He's so happy and smiley, and he's a very nice person.
He's a gent now. Is that a nice way of Brendan saying he's not doing great on the floor?
I haven't seen him.
I'm sure you've heard, Brendan. I'm sure you've heard someone talking.
In rehearsal 3 weeks ago, just at the start, and he was doing a bit of waltz then. And if his first dance is waltz, then he's going to be beautiful, this one. Week two and week three, we'll have to see how that goes.
Oh, okay.
You have another boy bander on there this year. Jay McGuinness is on there from The Wanted, isn't he?
Are we allowed to talk about other boy bands?
Not really, actually.
Just don't be nice about the Brendan.
Just for this minute, we'll let you.
I never liked him. He's been quite horrible. start to finish, and his music's rubbish.
I don't know how much Nicky's paying you, Brendan, but it's a good amount.
Yeah, I tell you, I think he's going to be one to watch. He's got this sort of quiet undertone. He's very quiet around the show. He's not one of the larger-than-life characters. But what he doesn't have in look at me, he makes up for an ability, because he's actually quite good, I think. This is initial words. I hopefully eat my words tonight, and when he dances and we go, yes, he's rubbish, we'll steal him with his shot.
is there a live show on tonight as well, or is it just tomorrow?
No, it's tonight and tomorrow night. I think tonight is 9 o'clock, and tomorrow night is 6:15. Off the top of my head, but don't quote me on it. Check your thingies. Don't
okay.
On my account.
And are you dancing on tonight? Or are you dancing tomorrow?
Dancing tomorrow. I hope I'm allowed to say that, but yes, I'm dancing tomorrow. So the relaxed day today, just sort of look at everybody else's nervous energy going around, try and push that away, and look after Kirsty as best I can, and hopefully tomorrow night we go out and do a blind. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, no, it's always great. It's great to have it back, Jenny, isn't it? Like, we miss Strictly every year.
It is. It's that time of year after the summer and everyone's back and you kind of go, I'm at home, I want to get cosy, I want something good to watch on the TV of the weekend. And
it's like the home
sorted.
Run towards Christmas.
Exactly.
It's like the light at the end of the tunnel is Christmas at the end
a
of it.
A really long home run to Christmas. It's miles away, guys.
Listen, it's like, what, 90 days or something, or 80-something days? So you want to get your shopping ready, Brendan.
And Brendan,
I've already started.
I was going to say, because you won't get time to Christmas shop. It'll be there in your world. It'll be there before you know it.
Well, yeah, we started this whole Strictly business back on the 2nd of August, the pros, and then obviously the celebs coming and what have you, but we'll go right up until the last week before Christmas, and then run to the shops and get ripped off by the shoppers because they know you need to buy the presents.
Do you miss James Jordan on the show? Because James was always... Yes. You and him, I would have said, you know, had a good kind of bromance going on there, good kind of bit of a laugh and stuff. Was it like you losing your wingman, or did you just have to get up and get on with it?
I get up and get on with it, but it was a little bit different actually. One person leaves and the dynamic does change a lot. And I think that year we had both Artem and James leave, not to come back. And it was actually quite a nice atmosphere. That doesn't sound very nice.
Ouch! Ouch!
Well, Artem was always a very moody fella. I'm just upset about a million Irish people, haven't I? I'm so sorry to tell you, but he was a bit moody walking around the place, and he's always doing press-ups, and I didn't like that very much. And then James was a proper alpha male, in control of everything, which once he'd sort of departed, I suppose, it made things a little bit more easy. But I do like James. He's a mate of mine, so I'm not slagging him off as such, if you know what I mean. But,
yeah, you just don't like Artem by the sounds of it.
Well, not really, no. He was a lovely guy, honest.
Is he on Dancing with the Stars now in the States? He's over there now, isn't he?
He went over there and he did one series and I think he's been dropped. Oh!
Oh! Wow!
If Artem listens to this back, Brendan, he's coming for you, I have a feeling.
It's all right, he's quite short, so...
Wow. I have to ask you, Brendan, on a happier, lighter note. Obviously, we're thinking you to win, you and Kirsty, but who do you reckon could be your biggest competitor, biggest competition?
Biggest competition, I think there are two in there. Well, maybe three, actually. You've got the boy band we don't mention.
Yep.
Yeah.
But,
they're not as good.
Peter Andre is obviously going to be very popular.
Oh, I forgot about Peter Andre. Yeah, how's he doing?
Popular fella. He's doing quite well, I'm led to believe.
Okay.
I haven't seen his actual run through, but he's always going to be good, isn't he? He's got that sort of showman sort of about him, which you do need on Strictly.
Has he still got that six pack from Mysterious Girl?
I think it may have turned into just a couple of packs.
It's more of a keg now.
It's a keg. I think he's probably working on it. I have no doubt that we'll see it at some point throughout the series. Tell him to get your six pack back. I don't know. Tell me, Nicky. And the other one, obviously, is Call the Midwife, Helen George. I think she's going to be very, very good. She's had a bit of dance training, and she looks great. She's with the lovely Elias, who's a lovely, lovely guy. So I think they're going to do very well.
Okay. Now, in all the series you've been on, how many years now is this for you? Is this your 11th?
This is number 13.
13. So that you've been on them all. You won the first one, didn't you?
Thank you for remembering.
Yeah, no, I just, because I remember when I was leaving Strictly, when I did it, and I said to James Jordan, we were having a bit of Twitter banter, and yeah. I just reminded him, I just said, as I was leaving, I said, James, one thing I want to say to you. And he said, what? And I went, it was kind of like, good on, James is good fun. Yeah. And I said to him, I've won Strictly the same amount of times as you. Which is none.
That's nice.
But Brendan has that. Your name is on the trophy, Brendan. Can you get it on this year? Can you get it on for the second time?
We'll be up against it time-wise, as I said. But hey, never say never. I think Kirsty's got some real potential in there, and she's a lovely girl. So that's a big thing in Strictly. You got to be nice on that screen, and she's very likable. So that's a big bonus, and she can dance.
Excellent. Now maybe if the series go on, we might, if you can say it to her, if she has the time, she might come on and have a chat with us as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure she will.
Excellent. Brendan, before we let you go, your tour, are you touring? Do you bring it to Ireland again this year, next year?
Yes, I'm back over the waterways. I think we're coming to you guys towards the end of March. I haven't got a date on
okay.
me. I'm professional, but yes, my tour will be coming to the Borg Gas Energy Theatre.
Borg Gosh, but we will forgive you for that because you're from New Zealand.
Sorry.
and lastly, who's going to win the Rugby World Cup? Because you're a New Zealander and you're a big rugby fan. Come on.
Well, it's obviously New Zealand. They're playing very well. But I do think that Ireland, it will be a very exciting final. I don't even know if it works out that they can be in the final together, but Ireland are looking very, very strong as well. So
if New Zealand top their group and Ireland comes second in theirs, we play yous in the quarters. But if we win our group, we don't play you.
I see. Is that how it works? Right. So, I'd imagine that the All Blacks will come victorious. They're looking very, very good. Even their second team they put out last night, still very, very strong. I mind you, they're playing Namibia, so that wasn't a hard task, but they still looked good together. And it's going to be very exciting. So, Australia, Ireland, New Zealand, France, maybe. I don't know if the pools work out that way, that they can all be there. That's it.
Brendan,
that's what we're looking at.
As always, we can never shut you up. You're always a joy to talk
to. Brendan.
Brendan Cole, everybody. BBC One tonight at 9 p.m. and the show tomorrow is 6:15. Brendan Cole, you're a joy. Thank
Thanks,
you very
Brendan.
Much.
Thanks, Brendan.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye now.